This is the closing market report for a Monday afternoon. John Davis now joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. He's with Risk Pulse in Chicago. Good afternoon, John. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Todd. Good to be here.
Hey, so let's start here in the Midwest. I'm a little worried, I think, about some of the areas in Iowa that haven't had rain for a while. What can you tell me about those places?
Yeah, well, that is the southern one-third of Iowa, and it doesn't look good over the next couple of days. But by the end of the week, over the weekend, and early next week, it looks like they have a pretty good opportunity for getting some rains during that time frame. And northern Iowa doesn't look as good, but they don't need the rains right now. But southern Iowa, northern Missouri, which lately has been the epicenter of some of the dry areas across the Midwest, it looks like they do have a good opportunity, not only the next 5 or 6 days, but also through much of next week.
Much heat in the Corn Belt at all?
No, one of the things that's going to happen coming up is that all the heat is going to be, you know, positioned well north, up in the Dakotas and Montana, portions of the prairies. And there's almost like too much cloud cover and showers to limit any kind of real heat from developing and, you know, evolving across the Midwest. So the temperatures may end up being a little bit above normal, but they're not extreme, they're not record-setting, and certainly nothing unusual for this time of year.
I'll turn your attention to Europe, where they have had some dry conditions to deal with, both early season and late season.
Yeah, extreme dryness, kind of in what we think of the corners, the northwest portion of Europe, the southeast portion of Europe, and really both areas continue to have issues, not only with dryness, but also with warmer-than-normal temperatures right through the end of this month. So the European problems continue across much of the continent.
China's growing season has been uneventful or not?
Well, uneventful from a standpoint of no major drought conditions across the region. They have, however, had bouts of heat, and those bouts of heat have been across the northern portion of China, kind of one of their main corn and soybean growing areas. So if they do have any crop issues, they're heat related across those regions because they really haven't had much dryness across those areas, not only the last 2 or 3 weeks, but much of this season.
And finally, Australia continues to suffer under severe drought.
Yeah, and that continues as well. And overall, across East Australia especially, there's no sign of any fundamental change in the pattern that would bring beneficial rains to those areas of East Australia. So as they begin to approach the key spring period, conditions show no signs of improvement whatsoever.
Thanks so much, John.
My pleasure, Todd.
John Davis is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. Tomorrow, I'll come to you from the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield for this program. Be sure to tune in then. On Thursday of this week, I'll be hosting Agronomy Day here on the Urbana-Champaign campus at the U of M. That's on the South Farms on First Street, so just head straight south from the State Farm Center. The Assembly Hall there on First Street, and you'll find it on the east side of the road. It's easy to get to. We open our doors at 7 a.m. and we'll have a noon lunch. That'll be a small cost, so bring a little cash with you. Should be a great day, and we hope to see you out there. And the 21st, that's the talk show from Illinois Public Media. We'll be on the State Fairgrounds that day, and they'll broadcast live from the fairgrounds on Thursday at 11 o'clock. So lots happening this week. Be sure to catch up with us on our website at willag.org for all the details. I'm Todd Gleason.